This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus David Thompson, Appellant, decided April 15, 2025 by the Supreme Court of Missouri. State of Missouri, opinion issued April 15, 2025, Respondent, v. No. SC 1790, David Thompson, Appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Franklin County. The Honorable Ryan J. Helfrich, Judge David Thompson, appeals his conviction for fourth-degree domestic assault and violating an order of protection. He claims the Circuit Court erred, 1. In overruling his motion to dismiss on the ground, he was denied his right to counsel when the court held a preliminary hearing, even though Thompson was not represented. 2. In rejecting his proposed lesser-included offense instruction for fourth-degree domestic assault. And 3. In overruling his objection to the court's submission of a corrective instruction after the jury announced its verdicts. Because each of Thompson's claims lack merit, the circuit court's judgment is affirmed. 2. Background. Thompson was charged with felony domestic assault for striking his ex-boyfriend, victim, with his vehicle. Victim, who had a protective order against Thompson, was visiting Washington, Missouri. During his visit, victim exited a business and noticed a vehicle he believed Thompson was using. Victim approached the vehicle to see if Thompson was inside, and as victim approached, Thompson accelerated the vehicle toward victim and struck him. Victim flew into the air and was injured. Thompson fled the scene. The state charged Thompson with one felony count of third-degree domestic assault and one misdemeanor count of violating an order of protection. On June 9, 2022, Thompson appeared at his preliminary hearing on the felony count. Thompson was not represented by counsel at the hearing. The Associate Circuit Division found probable cause to believe the defendant committed the felony charged, and Thompson was bound over to the Circuit Division for trial. After the preliminary hearing, and with the assistance of counsel, Thompson filed a motion to dismiss for violation of his right to counsel. He alleged that the preliminary hearing is a critical stage of criminal proceedings in Missouri. Therefore, his lack of counsel at the preliminary hearing violated his right to counsel under the Sixth Amendment and the Missouri Constitution. The Circuit Court overruled his motion, and the case proceeded to trial. Prior to closing arguments at trial, the Circuit Court held a jury instruction conference and asked if there were any objections to instruction number 7, the verdict 3 director for the lesser included offense of fourth degree domestic assault. The state responded that it had no objection and that the defense also wanted the instruction. The Circuit Court asked defense counsel for a response regarding instruction number 7, to which Thompson's counsel stated no response, and we are in agreement with this proposed lesser. Thompson's counsel noted he had previously submitted an alternative proposal, which was word for word the same as the instruction for third degree domestic assault, but, with respect to the Circuit Court's quite different version, went on to state with respect to the Circuit Court's quite different version. So, I have no objection to this lesser, but I do want the record to reflect that I had proposed the lesser, you know, containing the same elements. Based on these responses from counsel, the Circuit Court submitted instruction number 7 to the jury. After deliberations, the jury returned a verdict of not guilty as to count 1, a verdict of guilty as to instruction number 7, the instruction for the lesser included offense of fourth degree domestic assault, and a verdict of guilty as to count 2 for violating the order of protection. After the verdicts were read, the Circuit Court asked whether the parties wanted the jury polled, but both declined. Immediately after, the Circuit Court stated, the verdict of the jury, both as to count 1 and count 2, will be accepted by the court and entered upon the record. The Circuit Court announced it would recess before proceeding to the jury sentencing phase. During the recess, the Circuit Court determined the jury had returned inconsistent verdicts for count UI. The jury had been given 3 verdict forms for count Y. A, a form finding Thompson guilty of fourth degree domestic assault. B, a form finding Thompson 4 guilty of fourth degree domestic assault, and C, a form finding Thompson not guilty. The jury 4 persons signed and returned the second and third forms, raising some doubt as to whether the jury's intended to acquit Thompson as to count 1 or find him guilty of the lesser included charge under count 1. The state prepared a curative instruction, instruction number 16, to return the case to the jury for further deliberations. Thompson's counsel objected,